Our processional hymn is 527. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls on this first day of June. We're all a little warm and it feels great in its own way. I would draw your attention to this morning's service in your bulletin. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. We may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, pray to the Lord. for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 619, verses 5 through 8. Verses 5 through 8. 619. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, form the minds of your faithful people into your one will. Make us love what you command and desire what you promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first lesson is from Acts 16:16 through 34. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a female slave who had a spirit and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaimed to you the way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very hour. For when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men, these Jews, are disturbing our sin, are advocating customs that are not lawful for us, being Romans, to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew a sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they answered, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They said the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 97, and if you will read the dark print. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice.
Let the many coastlands be glad.
Clouds and thick darkness him.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
Fire goes before him
and consumes his adversaries on every side.
His lightnings light up the world.
The earth sees and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax before the earth.
Before the Lord of all the earth.
The heavens proclaim his righteousness.
And all the peoples behold his glory.
All servants of images are put to shame.
Those who make their boast in worthless idols. All gods bow down before him.
Zion hears and is glad.
The towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O God.
For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth.
You are exalted far above all gods.
You who love the Lord hate evil.
He guards the lives of his faithful. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked.
Light dawns for the righteous.
And joy for the upright in heart.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous.
And give thanks to his holy name.
The second reading is Revelation, starting with chapter 22. See, I am coming soon. My reward is to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendants of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let everyone who hears say, "Come." And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all, with all the saints. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus prayed disciples, and then he said, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and I have loved them even as you me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is the Sunday after Ascension Thursday, and it is the last Sunday of Easter, before Pentecost. Jesus leads disciples to return to God on Ascension Day. The disciples wait for Jesus to send the promised Holy Spirit, who is the manifestation of God's glory. Waiting for the Holy Spirit gives the disciples, his followers, the opportunity to reflect on seeing God's glory. Jesus prays in today's gospel, verse 24, that his followers see his glory. Perhaps the disciples ask themselves if others would see in them the same glory the disciples saw in Jesus, so the world may believe. So the world may believe. Jesus teaches us to trust in God, the one God of his own people, the Jews, and pilgrimage with Jesus has brought us to understand this one God as Trinity, the Holy Trinity. We learn from the Gospels that Jesus, the man, fully human as we are, leaned into that same trust, routinely peel off from the crowds to pray. This morning, we listen in on the prayer Jesus offered on the night in which he was betrayed. We hear Jesus put his trust in the first person of the Trinity, whom he addresses as Righteous Father. All four Gospels describe Jesus as a person of prayer. Jesus' very first followers, they took special notice of this habit in Jesus' life as an example for us all. Jesus would frequently spend time with his Father in heaven. Prayer was so essential to Jesus' life as nourishment was to him. Everything Jesus did was done through prayer, as he continued his life within the Trinity. Now on this night, his final night in his mortal existence, Jesus asks of the righteous three things. First, Jesus prays for strength to fulfill God's will in his imminent crucifixion. Jesus looked with normal human terror at the cross before him and lifted himself to the Father for the strength and the will to embrace his calling, even unto death. Secondly, he prays for his assembled inner circle, the disciples, the remaining 11, who broke bread and shared wine at his final Passover feast in that upper room in Jerusalem. And third, Jesus prays for those who will believe in him on account of those disciples, soon to be apostles, whose word and testimony will bring the many through the ages into fellowship with and faith in him, Jesus Christ. That means us. We believe today, here in American Falls, Idaho, 2,000 years later, an unbroken chain of believers stretching from our own time and place back and back and back to these apostles and their testimony of Jesus. Jesus prays for us that we may all be one, even as Jesus is one with the Father and the Father is one with him. He prays his heart's desire that we may be one with each other and one with Jesus and his Father in the power of the Holy Spirit to the purpose that the world would come to believe in him also, the Savior of not just us, but of the whole world. And in essentials, Christians through time and various places are indeed more united than our subsequent denominational differences might lead any casual observer to believe. We believe in one Trinitarian God who is best known through Jesus, God's only begotten Son. We hold to the declaration of faith to come out of the Church Council of AD 325, which is named after the city where that council met, the city of Nicaea, hence the Nicene Creed, which is affirmed for more than 90% of all assemblies of believers who call themselves Christian today. And that same 90% also affirm the Apostles' Creed. Yet, you know, our record isn't quite so clean as we wish it would be. Ours in the name of Jesus Christ are declared by various governments through history, and rulers do the same to this day. Christ's name is shamefully used in vain by various governments against each other as Jesus weeps, as Jesus' people suffer profoundly, as he is again and again and again betrayed by a kiss. To this day, Christians arguing about the best way to live into our Christian faith, our faith in the aforementioned creeds, continue to give pause to those who do not yet believe as they might and may even be inclined, except for the petty bickering over non-essentials. What Luther called
adiaphora, those matters of no ultimate importance. And it retards the growth of the body of Christ, which is his church. Look no farther, though, than St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, all 16 chapters, to see that such dispute dogged the church since the first generation, since before any of the four Gospels had been penned. Jesus often lamented his disciples' disputations among themselves, even as they lived and traveled together those 3 years from Galilee to Jerusalem with him. Rarely did Jesus respond with specific dogma and anything resembling what we might call a systematic theology, no matter how much subsequent professors, bishops, and pastors have come to love such. Jesus would tell parables about the kingdom, which pointed to this coming kingdom, which is already manifest in him. He called his disciples not so much to knowledge, sometimes, yes, but usually not quite. And he would instead ask all of them, all of us, to trust him and to love. The night before he died, he prayed that we would live the unity of the Holy Trinity so that we could call the world into the unity with him for which he longs. The unity which is his love for his Father and for us. The goal of this unity, that the world may believe, is because angels rejoice when someone trapped in a life turned from God comes to trust in the Creator who made them out of love for love and sent Jesus to redeem them. Even a single person coming to that life-changing knowledge causes heaven to rejoice. Other Christians are not competition, but they are allies in the cause of spreading and telling good news, the gospel, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus calls 12 different, very kind of people, two very different kinds of people, to tell the good news. One was a zealot who despised Rome. Another was a tax collector who collaborated with Rome. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, they were fishermen, and Paul, a tent maker. Paul, whose first encounter with Christians was to kill them. There is no prerequisite to come to Jesus except to focus on him, to turn one's gaze, to turn one's focus away from whatever, and to him. Now his call, his grace, leads to repentance. It's not the other way around. The presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church once said in all of his travels among the various denominations and parishes, that those who are focused on Jesus, regardless of what building they're in on Sunday, are already living in unity. He'd seen it. Those of us who put Jesus as our focus are united, even as Jesus prayed. And in the meantime, St. Augustine said in about 425, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty, in all things, love. Our hymn of the day is 655.
Thank you.
Listen as we are able and say together the words of the Nicene Creed found in our bulletins. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, who are in need. Welcoming God, you invite all people to come and encounter your love. Give your church open hearts and minds to embrace all who seek your presence. Increase the capacity for cooperation between denominations and congregations. Hear us, O God. Creating God, your might is seen in storms and in silence. Where droughts threaten, bring rain. Where waters flood, ease them back. Where fire destroy, shelter your people and restore your land. Hear us. Discerning God, fill the hearts of leaders with your passion for justice and mercy. Call the nations of this world to tables of peace and collaboration. Encourage governments to seek avenues of collective benefit and joy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is
abiding God, all people are held in your care. Accompany survivors of abuse, trauma, and exploitation. Strengthen our resolve to listen and advocate on behalf of all who are unnoticed. Hear our prayers for those close to our hearts, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Rejoicing God, be with this congregation as summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere. Keep travelers safe. Keep the vulnerable cool. Invigorate summer ministry efforts in our community and the well-being of children and young people. Hear us, O God. Loving God, the beginning and the end. You are with us throughout our lives. In gratitude for the saints who have died, we look toward your coming again among us. Hear us, O God. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated, for Patty has... She has children after all. We'll have announcements at this time.
Oh, that was me too. Jeez Louise.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church here, it is the seventh Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Chase Woodworth and Michael Bites. Happy birthday to Jerry Bauer, Bruce Winder, Claire Horton, Stacy Rabin, Pat Lute, Todd Kendall, Alexis Moldenauer, and Eric Paulson. I also want, there's not a lot of kids, but if you're looking for summer church camp, let us know. You need to be looking in the thing, and we'll help you get a scholarship to church camp. So if you know a kid that wants to go and do something fun for the summer, let us know. Are there any other announcements? Don't see anybody. Okay, the offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, with cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
Glory and honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God, living among us. Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners. He healed the sick and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ, crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation. The body of Christ, given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, all your saints, from every tribe and language and people and nation, to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world, through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. And as our Lord Jesus has taught us, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. All is prepared. Come forward as you are called by the Lord. Added the body of Christ, given for you, the body of Christ. Christ given for you. The body of 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 Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Cameron, the body of Christ given for you. 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 The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
There was one more announcement. There's cake and punch and coffee down at the fellowship hall. Please join us and celebrate the seniors.
Oh, that's better news than the sermon was. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is number 545.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.